Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, actor, musician, book author, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is I wanted to talk about my music. Again, if you see my music, contact me if you have any questions. There will be another podcast, lots of podcasts, because most of my podcasts are about my music. But because I do podcasts, I have so much to say. I've been talking about the dark side of being, you know, having a little public eye with my podcast and with my music. People with mental health problems coming to my home, targeting me through jealousy, prejudice, etc. This is another one. And I know people around the world, whoever's going to listen to my podcast, well, believe me, I like to talk about something more positive, and I will. And while most of my podcasts are about my music, because I'm really a recording artist, I do have a lot to say about other things, and I have to diversify what I say. But everything I say is important and truthful, and everything I say is truthful, and everything I have to talk about the good and bad in order for me to be a wholesome and positive person and not someone who's superficial, because I don't want to be a superficial person when it comes to talking about what important things on my podcast. I had to talk about everything in order to be a wholesome, healthy person. As long as I'm respectful of others and myself, then it should be no problem. When I talk about concerns I have or being targeted or stuff, I usually don't mention people's names, but, you know, through criminal liability concerns. You know, that's confidential, as well as legal lawsuits and stuff. So I keep that. I don't mention their name. I just talk about what I'm going through. And unfortunately, I just did a podcast about, you know, some people who I don't socialize or don't really know come over to my home or at my home saying they were concerned about my health, saying I was being investigated mentally or criminally. And we know that's illegal. I'm concerned about why are they saying this to people in the building. I guess maybe perhaps they're trying to press my buttons. Perhaps they think that I would hear it, but, you know, I don't know them. I don't talk to them. And they even said that they were looking inside my home. Again, that's where the allegations of trespassing, voyeurism. I don't know if there's any evidence, but they said things that are sick, like I mentioned before. And, you know, I don't want to talk about that, because I talked about those allegations. They had to be investigated by police, because that's illegal, and I would never allow that, and no one could do that unless, you know, they're dangerous and sick. And these people are definitely dangerous and sick to say those things. Something's wrong with them. Something's wrong with the society. And they are allowed to walk around and say things that are constantly or target or say things like that. And if it's true, there's something wrong with them to say it. If they're lying, sound like they got some mental problem or something wrong with them. I don't know. My stance is, why are they targeting me? They said I can't work with a university. I can't do this unless I do, you know. That's evil. That's a sociopathy type of person, antisocial. Then I realized they got mental health disorders and they're antisocial, meaning they're a criminal and they're got mental problems. So I realized it's important that society, the mental health community, I'm talking about the therapists, the doctors, put these people on medication, get them off the street. I know some of them are homeless or in the building. They should not be living around me or anybody else. Because as I mentioned before, when someone is severely mentally ill or and has criminal or antisocial, same thing, tendencies, if they're not investigated or checked by the government, society, like mental health centers or whatever, or the police, they are capable of doing some harm to innocent people, including heinous crimes. And it has happened many times with someone with severe schizophrenia or severe delusions. There are many, many cases and many situations where someone with a severe illness and had, you know, it's in the news, they have killed somebody or they beat somebody up or something that's heinous or evil. And they should have been investigated. Examples are Newtown, you know, the children, someone with a severe mental illness or someone, the nightclub in Florida or, you know, San Francisco, Asian woman was walking down the street and she got hit in the head by someone with severe illness and criminal and was a criminal and she had skull fractures. So we don't want that. You know, as long as it's legal, you know, they should be checked if they have a criminal background and they harass or targeting other people. Unfortunately, I'm one of the people that have been targeted by these people. I wonder if they up there at the Cornerstone 16650 Sherman Way near Haverhurst, they have, you know, hang out there, the homeless, or nearby, because I think they are, the mental health center of San Fernando should do something about that. Come on, Haskell, put them in the hospital, whatever, I don't know. You know, these people should be helped if they don't have no place to live or if they are living, you know, and they're living here and they don't have the capacity to stop saying and doing things on a daily basis on a long period of time, saying crazy things. These individuals are even saying they got know where I live in 91 through Social Security. When I say Social Security, it's like Social Security information and stuff. I said, that's illegal under law if they can get that because that's ID theft, that's personal. I'm saying Social Security Administration getting, you know, the Social Security card and checking where people live or I don't know. You know, I was hearing all this stuff and I realized, you know, I'm not a therapist. I did work in mental health before and perhaps I know some of these people from where I used to work, but I'm not working in mental health no more because of these. I don't have the capacity to deal with people with severe mental health issues. And it's, you know, any interest I had in being an employee were obliterated by these experiences. And particularly in my own experience with people in my family and mental health and my own mental health issues of trauma that I experienced from dealing with bad experiences with criminal, you know, being a crime victim and homeless and so many experiences that I don't have that capacity. You know, I've written a song called Trauma that I have released. Maybe I'll release it again. it's a rock song that I released. I've written about it. Well, anyway, that's my way of dealing with being an artist. Artist is the way for me to communicate to the world to deal with any situation that I experience. But for this podcast, it's about dealing with these people who are sick and got some animosity toward me. They really don't want me to succeed. They said they don't want me to succeed in music. They don't want me to succeed as a professor. They don't want me to succeed at anything. You know, it's like, gosh, And I did nothing to them. I think they should be investigated in mental health because I don't know these people. As I said in the previous podcast about when I told you about those people 20 years ago and coming over here, I'm like, they're not well. I don't hang out with people who are severely mentally ill or who are incapable of being cordial or minding their business. I hang out with well people, and I hang out with people who treat me with respect. I have to. My own experience told me. I go by the basic common sense motto, positive people, positive situations, positive consequences. That's what I go by. I do not hang around with negative people because negative people brings negative situations, negative consequences. It's just basic common sense. And people who are criminals or bad people or sociopaths or people who are up to no good and unfortunately people who exhibit a severe illness who are criminals or who are not capable of being nice, I cannot hang around with that. I cannot deal with that in my personal or professional life. I want to reiterate that most people are not, who have mental health issues, are not violent. I'm talking about the severely mentally ill or the criminals or both. That's what I'm talking about. That I experience. These people try to destroy my reputation, destroy my life, try to undermine my potential and to say things to piss me off and so on. And I'm like, that's not what I need to deal with on a daily basis. I need to be around well people because I'm well mentally and want to be well. I cannot deal with that on a daily basis. As I said before, these people need to be checked or investigated by mental health community if they have, because of their antisocial behavior as well as their mental illness. I cannot deal with it. Just like people who are criminals, they should be investigated. I don't know why. I heard this, that they don't like me trying to better myself or be a star. That is jealousy, and that's not fair to me. Also, the other reason is because of prejudice. They said they don't like, they call me the N-word, and they don't like me being uppity. I mean, that's racism. That's prejudice. Maybe it's homophobia. Whatever it is, it's still prejudice. You know, homophobia, racism, whatever. And that's not right either. And they have a mental health issue, keep coming over here saying things to target me and saying that I'm going to move back to an apartment. And I mean, that is sick too. I would, you know, you're supposed to move up in the world. I came out here to be a star. And I'm trying to be nice to everybody. I'm trying to be respectful of everybody. I'm a nice guy. But there's just some things you just can't tolerate. When people exhibit who are criminals and antisocial, sociopaths and people who have mental health disorders and are antisocial, they are capable of serious harm to the community at large where I live and including me. And I'm saying me. They need to stay away. Stay away from me. Stay away. Because they are too negative, but they will not listen because of their illness and because of their antisocial behavior. That whether they're from Falls Land or from that cornerstone up the street or out here or nearby living next door, stay away. It is negative. It is something is wrong with these people, whether they live next door to me or out there on the street with those homeless. They need to be investigated. Saying things that don't make sense all the time or saying things that are illegal on a daily basis or targeting me for no rational reason. They don't talk to me. I don't know them. Something is wrong with the society. They need to take these people and put them in a hospital. They are not well or they need to move. They're troublemakers because of their antisocial behavior or mental health issues. if they have a beef with me because of what I complain about or what I say, then they should consider getting a psychiatric help. I do not know them. I did not talk to them. Did I complain about them? I would understand if I talked about if we had an argument directly or something, and that did not happen. There is something wrong with this situation. I leave it there, but they need to stay away from me because I cannot deal with negativity. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.